This is KCUR 89.3. Historian Carla Deal dug deep into our seedy past for a new book called Storied and Scandalous Kansas City. She recently spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about the city's history of corruption, mischief, booze, and other vices.
You write that by 1911, we had 900 brothels here, and by 1915, Kansas Cityans were spending $1.5 million a year on public prostitution. Were you really blown away by this?
I think one of the most fascinating parts of writing this book and doing all the research was finding the statistics like that. The volume of people coming through Kansas City because of the trains and the rails and bringing them down into the West Bottoms and the stockyards and along the river allowed for a lot of these brothels to be very successful.
Was there anything that you ran across that made you uncomfortable enough that you decided not to include it?
Ooh, there were probably when you get into like the prostitution and the brothels and just some of the ways that women were sort of manipulated to use their bodies, a lot of that made me question whether or not I wanted to allow that to come into the book because it was a celebration of a man's rule over a woman's body. A lot of the source material I use was written by men. A lot of the journalists of the day were men. A lot of the, people in power, the police, the judges were all men, and businesses, men, the mobsters, men. One thing that I really enjoyed discovering was that women were who brought down the Pendergast machine more than just the tax evasion that he fell prey to. They were constantly fighting against his corruption. And I just kept drawing on parallels of today and the women's movements that are gaining such strength and being heard today. And I just thought, wow, so many years later, and it's still the women at the forefront of fighting for positive change in society.
But then you have Carrie Nation. Right. And I don't know. I mean, she was fighting for the good of society.
Yeah.
But boy, the way she comes across in here, she's just like, I don't know, Carrie.
Yeah. And a lot of people had that. I mean, she was obviously an over-the-top militant anti-alcohol, teetotaler. And as much as you want to respect someone who had the past that she had where her husband died of alcoholism and she was sort of abused and had this kind of like dark past that she was coming forward to try to make sure that other women didn't go through what she went through. But then the kind of puritanical ravaging of saloons, which was somebody's livelihood. I mean, that's the thing, too, about looking into history and finding these stories, which is what keeps me so motivated to keep doing this work, is that they're all just people and they all have their own stories.
Did you find any personalities in your research that you just can't believe you'd never heard of?
Well, I had heard of Sarah Rector prior, but just a little bit. When I started to really research her story, she was the first Black millionaire in the United States, and she was 11 years old.
Wow.
And so this is a huge deal. And she was a freed slave, and, she basically was allotted a scrubby plot of land that they didn't think was going to amount to much, and she ended up becoming rich with oil. She bought a mansion in the 18th and Vine District that is in disrepair to this day, which I think is a total injustice to her story. It's kind of boarded up over there.
Kansas City writer Steve Paul wrote the introduction statement, and he says that without the fall of angels, there's hardly any point to redemption. Is there redemption after all of these stories?
Oh, man, I think absolutely. Maybe some of these people and topics and the places I bring up in this book wouldn't have a place in other history books, but I see that they do. I mean, it's a part of our past and a part of our history, and we can't escape that, and we can learn from it. So I'm happy to present all sides of our history.
That was Kansas City historian Carla Deal. She spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf. Deal's book comes out in November. You'll find more information at kcur.org.